Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, the day after Thursday, the day after Thanksgiving. What is it, November 23rd, 2012, the day after Turkey Day. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex, and thank you for joining us. For the next 3 hours, we are going to be covering all the breaking news that's happening today, and there's quite a bit of it. We've also got two guests coming up. One, Mike Bundrant, an expert in psychology, going to chat with us about the madness of crowds. And we've seen some fights and some outbreaks of violence in the Black Friday shopping sprees, which is a symptom of the devolving culture in America. Alex Jones will also have a video that I think he's filming right now or just in the last few minutes. We're going to play that video about Black Friday shopping sprees during this broadcast here. Sometime in the next 3 hours, we'll bring you the update on exactly when that's happening soon. We've also got joining us Ed Group to talk about the dangers of holiday foods and what's really in the foods, not just, you know, the normal bad stuff, fried foods and so on, but aluminum in foods and the GMOs and the aspartame and what you can do to detox your body from those foods. So we've got a couple of experts coming up today. Also, I personally have committed to never coming on the Alex Show unless I bring a piece of comedy with me. So today I've got a poem for you called TSA Santa and the Night Before Christmas. And TSA Santa, unlike regular Santa, TSA Santa sneaks down your chimney and steals all your electronics and then auctions them on eBay. So I'll have that poem coming up for you, along with some illustrations, too, for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, in addition to that, we've got news on the economic IQ test. You know, this big discussion coming up now about the fiscal cliff. We're going to fall off the fiscal cliff unless we go deeper into debt. That's the message that we're all being told by both Republicans and Democrats. And Timothy Geithner says, hey, let's get rid of the debt ceiling altogether and have infinite debt. Yeah, that's Geithner's approach. So we're going to talk about that. We've got news about a human rights group warning about the coming robotic war crimes against humans. The Terminator could become a reality if we don't change the direction we're going. We've also got, what is this, news from Infowars.com, a Paul Joseph Watson article about armed drones to patrol the highways by 2025. Yeah, imagine that. Instead of a cop pulling you over, a drone pulls you over. In fact, the drones are going to be equipped with weapons that can blast your vehicle with an electromagnetic pulse to disable all your vehicle electronics. Won't that be wonderful? Another way to enforce the police state. Now, we've also got, think about this. Here in Texas, we had a big pileup on the highway yesterday, 100 vehicles involved in this massive crash involving fog. Now, that, as sad as it was, there were some fatalities and a lot of injuries. It's also a metaphor for the economic crash that's coming and the fog, the economic fog into which we are driving right now as a nation. So in the next segment, I'm going to explain that and why we need to put on the brakes on debt spending. Otherwise, we're going to have a national pileup, an economic train wreck involving not just 100 cars, but 300 plus million people. That's what's coming. So watch for that or listen for that here in the next segment. Also, we're going to have some comments today about the secession of the state of Texas. That's been a hot topic in the last week. Alex has covered it here on the show with other guests, including Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily. We're going to talk about secession. We're going to talk about the TSA and what they're doing today right now during the travel season, how they are continuing to abuse our women and children, family members, and Fourth Amendment rights, all of that coming up, and much more straight ahead. So this is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with all that breaking news, guests, and much more. Stay with us.
Sure. Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks, to The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. And thank you for joining us. Today is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 23rd. I have to actually check the clock for that to make sure I'm getting it right. Things are pretty relaxed on a holiday schedule. And, you know, we've got an incredible show lined up here for you today, so stay tuned. We've got a couple of guests coming up, including Ed Group and Mike Bundrant, talking about the madness of crowds and the you know, these Black Friday shopping stampedes where people always get killed, it seems, almost every year. And there have been some reports of some, you know, craziness happening last night and early this morning. You know, just driving around last night, I saw people camping out at Best Buy at like 6 p.m. yesterday, starting to camp out there. And I'm thinking, you know, what does this culture come to when that is the most important thing for people to camp out in front of a Best Buy to save what? I don't know, a couple hundred bucks off of a flat panel display. Why aren't these people camping out in front of the White House and demanding liberty for the American people? You know, they're willing to go camp out to save a little bit of money off some electronics, but not to, you know, defend liberty in America and the Constitution, or why aren't we camping out in front of all the airports and blockading the TSA for their violations of the Fourth Amendment and basic human dignity? So it just goes to show you where the priorities are right now in America. But we'll talk about that in more detail. Also coming up today, we've got TSA Santa, a Night Before Christmas poem that I put together for you. We'll share that with you here in a minute. Plus a lot of other news on the economy, on drones. Alex Jones has a special video that he's shooting right now that we're going to play probably in the next hour, sort of depending on when that comes in and gets ready. A lot of breaking news on the economy, some comments for you on Texas secession, and much more. So here we go. Thanks for joining me today here on the Alex Jones Show on this Friday after Thanksgiving. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, by the way. And I do want to say, you know, just for all of us, I want to say how thankful I am, and I know I speak for the InfoWars crew that's here today, to say, and certainly for many of you listening, to say how thankful we are to have our free will and to live in a universe created by an intelligent creator who gave us free will, who gave us the ability to make our decisions so that we can discover what kind of character we have, what kind of person we are. You know, imagine if we lived in a world where we didn't have free will and everything was predetermined and it was just like sort of watching a movie from a first person point of view where, you know, everything was fate. That wouldn't be interesting. That wouldn't be fun. It would be like being a prisoner in effect in your own body. But we don't live in that universe. We live in a universe where we have free will, we can make decisions, and as a result, we are responsible for the ramifications of those decisions, and that's a good thing. Even though we have to fight a lot of evil and we coexist on this planet with a lot of evil, at least we have been given the power to make our decisions. So I'm thankful for that above everything else. And then in addition, of course, at a more mundane level, I'm thankful for you, the listeners, and for InfoWars and the entire InfoWars team, for Alex Jones and his work and everything else that goes on here that helps bring awareness and liberty to everyone listening. So just want to say thank you to all of you. And let's move right into some of the more fun bits here. Now, I normally would just start off with the news, and I'll get to those headlines in just a second, but I got to share this with you. The TSA has become such a cancer on American culture. It is ruining dignity. It is saying that pedophilia is okay. It's saying that molesting your grandmother is acceptable. You know, these kinds of things. This is what the TSA, this is the message that the TSA is sending, that you don't even need to take an oath of office to reach down someone's pants these days. All you got to do is take a couple weeks of training as a TSA officer, and boom, you know, there you are. Suddenly you have federal authority to molest travelers. And there's something very deeply wrong with that. I know you agree with me on that point, but the TSA, we've got to make fun of the TSA. And I did that a few months ago with that video called TSA Help Wanted, which YouTube immediately blocked and censored because it was about to go viral. But I've decided to make fun of the TSA yet again with another bit of comedy, because this is what they hate the most. To make fun of them is the opposite of bowing down and licking their boots, bowing down to tyranny. To make fun of them is to belittle them in their actions and in their lack of integrity. And that's what we're going to do right here. So we've got illustrations for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And here's the poem that I put together a couple days ago called TSA Santa and the Night Before Christmas. You ready, guys? There we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. When along came a thud and a sick-sounding oof, like some huge man-shaped blob just got dropped on the roof. He scrambled and cursed as he fumbled his way to the chimney, I know, 'cause I heard a voice say, "This better be good. One more house and I'm done." Then he scaled down the chimney with a pepper spray gun. I fled as the monster squeezed out of the chute. It was TSA Santa come to steal all our loot. With a sack in one hand, like he does with young boys, he stole all our iPads and cameras and toys. He stripped us of everything and slithered away to prep all the items for sale on eBay. TSA Santa loves holiday cheer. He can steal much more stuff at this time of the year. He crushes your testicles and little boys' dreams, making good on big government's tyranny schemes. If TSA Santa tries to steal all your loot, aim your 12-gauge with care and don't blink when you shoot. For the world would be better without tyranny and fear. We could all enjoy Christmas and a happy new year. There you go, folks. TSA Santa and the Night Before Christmas. A bit of comedy satire relief for you there. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, now we've got coming up next, we're going to go to an interesting video about carbon taxes, Al Gore, and Captain Planet. This is a piece by Melissa Melton. Going to show that video for you here. And it's timely because, of course, Al Gore is once again saying the planet's in a huge crisis, and if we don't give him carbon tax money, we're all going to die under a tidal wave of rising ocean water elevation. And he doesn't mention GMO or anything like that. This is all about carbon only. Don't mention GMOs. Just tax the carbon. That video is beginning right now, so enjoy that video. We'll be back after the break with much more here on The Alex Jones Show. Take a look.
I'm Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Well, the U.S. carbon tax is back on the table, and if Al Gore has his way, it's coming soon to a bank account near you. Following on the heels of Hurricane Sandy and the re-election of President Barack Obama, the Congressional Budget Office this week released a report all about how low-income families can now afford a carbon tax. Conservative and liberal think tanks alike have jumped on the bandwagon, hosting all-day panels on the topic and putting out white papers. And right on time, here comes Al Gore openly calling on President Obama to institute a carbon tax to save us all from the fiscal cliff budget crisis. In addition, Gore also premiered another 24 Hours of Reality, a dirty weather report.
Across the globe, cataclysmic weather events are occurring with such regularity that it's being called a new normal. But there's nothing normal about it. And there's something else that lies destroyed amid the rubble. The truth about climate change.
Where he urges people to go to his Climate Reality Project website to sign up to, quote, change the world by becoming an Al Gore climate leader, educating people on Gore's brand of environmentalism. The website actually says, climate change is not your fault for the car you drive, the lights you turn on, or the food you eat. The climate crisis is our problem. So apparently we can all fix our problem together. All we have to do is pay Al Gore carbon taxes. Now, if climate change could be attributed to the lights you turn on, as Gore puts it, perhaps he would be at the top of the list, considering in just one year his mansion used 250,000 kilowatt hours, amounting to $30,000 in utility bills. Utility bills Gore will easily be able to pay if carbon taxes go through, as he stands to make billions. As InfoWars has extensively reported, man-made global warming is a hoax. It's based on shady science that's propagated to institute a one-world government through money-making schemes like cap-and-trade and carbon taxes. Maybe Al Gore thinks if he repeats this scare mantra over and over again, we'll finally believe it and pay him some carbon taxes. Now, on a side note, do you remember the 1990s environmental cartoon Captain Planet? In it, five youths from all across the globe called Planeteers would get together to fight pollution and capitalism, and when their powers combined, it would summon Earth's greatest champion, Captain Planet, a magical blue guy with a green mullet who would come in to save the day and tell kids the power is yours when it came to saving the Earth.
Your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
You have to wonder, was Captain Planet some kind of globalist propaganda programming on a massive scale? As the elementary and middle school students who used to come home from school and watch Captain Planet on TV every day are now the adults who turn on the TV every day that tells them that man-made global warming is killing the Earth and so is overpopulation, and only they can do something to fix it. And what's more, does Al Gore somehow think he's the real-life Captain Planet? I mean, after all, he's swooping in to save the Earth with his carbon taxes, and the UN even named him Champion of the Earth in 2007, much like Captain Planet is called Earth's greatest champion. In addition, Gore's website tells us that by uniting our voices, we have the power to change the world, just like Captain Planet says, with your powers combined, before he saves the planet. And after all, yesterday's Captain Planet Planeteer wannabes now have the opportunity to become today's Al Gore climate leaders. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the power is yours to save the Earth. And according to Al Gore, all you have to do is pay him some carbon taxes. I'm Melissa Melton for InfoWars Nightly News.
Mm-hmm.
with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The Alex Jones Show here at the InfoWars Studio in Austin, Texas. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of NaturalNews.com, filling in for Alex today, who I think is listening in, probably enjoying taking a little time off with his family. I'm really happy that he's able to do that. And so here's some of the headlines right now. Tax increases could factor in MLB negotiations. Tax increases are coming. Watch out for the term revenue when it comes to the fiscal cliff negotiations. We'll talk about that term and the misuse of that word here in a second. Sandy ravaged New Jersey families face almost $7,000 in tax hikes in the fiscal cliff stalemate. That's interesting because, of course, New Jersey supported Obama for president. So I think the Drudge headline says, own it. Yeah, own it. You elected this guy president, and now you're going to pay. You're going to pay right out of your bank account. Jesse Jackson Jr.'s resignation could cost taxpayers $5.1 million. That news is no shock. Gee, really? Do bureaucrats waste taxpayer money? No. No, tell me no. It never happens. Surprise, Pennsylvania college slashes instructors' hours to avoid Obamacare. Yeah, this is going to happen everywhere, folks. If you're working a job right now that's 40 hours a week, be prepared to have it slashed to 30 hours a week. And if you're working 30 hours a week, be prepared to have it slashed to 20 hours a week. See, employers are not going to be able to afford Obamacare. We saw, a Denny's restaurant already announcing an Obamacare surcharge on the receipts on what they charge customers for food and cutting the hours of employees. This is going to happen across the economy where you're going to have now three different jobs, none of which have health insurance coverage and all of which pay less than the one good job you used to have before Obamacare required employers to pay these ridiculous monopolistic fees to a failed, corrupt system of health insurance and disease care that we call modern medicine. So instead of solving, instead of Obamacare actually addressing the causes of disease, nutritional deficiencies and GMOs and aspartame and so on, instead of doing that, all they did is shuffle the money around and create another monopoly and then force employers to, go out of business. And that's what we're going to see. Get ready. The next 4 years are going to be really interesting. Now, here's an article that I posted today. I think this is up on Infowars.com as well. Economic IQ test. Yeah, you ready for this test? It's time to test your IQ. Here's the test. If the national debt doesn't matter, as Timothy Geithner says when he says, hey, let's just eliminate the debt ceiling. We don't need a debt ceiling. Let's have infinite debt. If the national debt doesn't matter, folks, then why are we still paying federal income taxes, huh? Think about that. Now, really, we pay about $2.4 trillion a year in taxes to the federal government, both from personal taxes and corporate taxes. Well, $2.4 trillion a year comes to about, $200 billion a month. Well, why can't the federal government just eliminate the IRS, eliminate all taxes completely, and just have the Fed create another $200 billion a month on top of the $80 billion a month that they're creating right now to buy U.S. Treasury debt through QE Unlimited, as they called it. Now, I know those of you out there are saying, well, wait a minute, if we do that, we're going to debase the currency, we're going to devalue the money supply, we're going to hyperinflate. Well, we're doing that anyway, folks. We're doing that anyway. So why not have the federal government just create all the tax money, the equivalent of all the taxes, just create it, eliminate all taxes, federal taxes, let people keep the money, let employers keep the money, create more jobs, have more economic abundance, have more savings in our homes, and just have the Fed create that money. Because they did it for the bankers. Remember, when they needed $1 trillion to bail out the banks, they just created the money out of thin air, as new debt, of course, to the Federal Reserve, the private banking corporation, Federal Reserve. They just created the money when the wealthy needed it. But when they want you to pay them, they say, oh, the government needs revenue. We need your tax money to build schools and bridges and roads. That is a myth, folks. That is a total delusion. The government doesn't need your money to pay for anything. They can create all the money they want because they're doing it anyway. So what is the point? And this is where the IQ test comes in. What is the point of the federal income tax? If not to raise revenue, it's to control you, folks. It's to suppress you. It's to keep you down, to limit your economic mobility so that you can never compete with the ultra wealthy, so that you stay in that little box of economic enslavement from which you can never escape and never stop working. That's the point of the federal income tax. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangkok.
All right, thank you, Johnny Cash, for bringing us back in on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us again today on the day after Thanksgiving, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, the InfoWars Studios. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News, filling in for Alex today. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We've got a lot more coming up for you, including a couple of fascinating guests. Mike Bundren and Ed Group are coming up here on the show. We've also got some other video segments for you straight ahead, some special reports. In fact, we've got one coming up right now on police. Well, not right now, but in a few minutes, from David Ortiz, InfoWars reporter, on the abuse of citizens by police. And that's always... I'm not even going to watch that because it's always sad for me to see that happening because I know so many good cops. You know, I used to volunteer for the Tucson Police Foundation in Arizona, and we would raise money for cops and we would hang out with cops and talk to them about their needs and check out the training facilities and all these kinds of things. I even trained with some cops in some defensive tactics, hand-to-hand combat, that kind of thing. And, you know, most of the cops out there are good people. They're trying to do the right thing. But occasionally you get bad cops. Or in certain cities you have sometimes a dominant
culture of evil or abuse that happens in the police. And, you know, historically, that's happened in many places, Chicago, New York, Miami. I mean, if you look up bad cops in the encyclopedia, it probably says Miami, okay? That's how bad it is there. But lots of other places where it becomes a culture. But, you know, the problem is the lack of accountability, and it's the same problem we have at the federal level. Anytime you have a system of power, whether it's police or the Federal Reserve or an election voting system based on complete fraud, wherever you lack accountability, you're going to have corruption. That's just human nature. If you lack accountability and transparency, you are going to have corruption. And when power is concentrated into the hands of the few, you are going to have oppression. You are going to have the cancerous growth of more power at the expense of human dignity, at the expense of human liberty. This is what Thomas Jefferson warned us about. This is what the Founding Fathers tried to structure so that we could prevent the cancerous growth of a power structure known as government. That's the point of the Bill of Rights. That's the point of the Fourth Amendment. That is the point of saying that all powers not specifically granted to the federal government are reserved for the people and the states. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments. That's the point of it. You know, it's funny. You should do this, folks. If you have a liberal friend out there, ask them sometime. Say, hey, liberal friend, do you think that government should have any limits whatsoever on its power? Or should government just have unlimited power? Knowing, by the way, that Hitler was an example of unlimited government power, that Stalinist Russia was another example of unlimited government power, you know, Mao in China and so on. Do you think government should be limited in any way whatsoever? And if they think about it, if they're honest, they will say to you, well, yeah, I think maybe we should have some kind of limit on government power, some kind of limit. And all you got to do is ask them, well, what kind of shape and structure should those limits be? I mean, what should be the limits of government power? Like, for example, should the government be able to simply arrest and assassinate and interrogate anybody at once, at will, at any time, without charge, without any kind of legal defense, without due process? And your friend will probably say, oh, no, government should not be allowed to do that. There should be a basic respect of due process. And then you nail them. You say, Obama signed the NDAA on New Year's Eve last year, 2011. That specifically authorizes secret kill lists, secret arrests, imprisonment without charge, the complete abolition of due process. Do you agree with that? And then you got them because they have to admit, well, they either agree with total tyranny or they disagree with Obama, because those two ideas cannot be reconciled. Okay. They are self-contradictory. You cannot have liberty and tyranny together. You have to decide which one you stand for. And that's bottom line in everything that we talk about here at InfoWars. Anyway, let me get back to the news. I keep getting distracted with commentary here. Here are some of the headlines coming out today. Human Rights Watch warns of robotic war crimes. They have put out a warning, which actually echoes the same warning that Alex has warned you about in InfoWars, and I've even written about this as well. We've all warned about this. In fact, here's a story by Paul Joseph Watson about armed drones to patrol the highways by 2025. You can check that out on InfoWars.com. But the Human Rights Watch group is saying, if we keep going in the direction we're going with the development of humanoid-shaped robots that can navigate terrain, that can target civilians, potentially, you know, human targets, that have infrared cameras to see heat from, you know, warm bodies that they can then target, that can carry weapons, that they are being engineered to carry semi-automatic rifles on the robot. If we keep going in this direction, it's only a matter of time before some tyrant that sits in power, you know, it's not going to be Obama. Hopefully he'll be out of power long before this happens, but some future tyrant like Obama, who doesn't respect due process, could say, hey, I'm just going to unleash 100,000 armed robots, hunter killers, on the Texans, let's say, because we don't like the way Texans are talking about not giving up their guns. So we're going to unleash an army of Terminators on the Texan people. What's to stop them from doing that? Nothing. Nothing. You see, The reason that we have soldiers take an oath today is so that there is some resistance to an order that says, go murder all these civilians or go invade this state or go kill these families or drop bombs on these innocent neighborhoods, which is happening, you know, in the Middle East right now. Human beings are resistant. At least they have some chance that they can resist the insanity, that they can resist the tyranny and say no. They can decide to say no because, as we opened up the show with, human beings have free will. They have the ability to make that decision. But if you have a robot in there, a Terminator, hunter, killer robot that's just following orders with no thinking, no consciousness, no soul whatsoever, then that's out the window. They can order the robots to go in and just mass murder anybody they want. And that's what the military wants. They want to take the humanity out of war, the humanity out of the chain of command, so that all they have is just they press a button, they unleash humanoid robots to go in and take out whatever enemy that they say is bad, which, of course, eventually is going to be anybody who loves liberty, anybody who believes in freedom, anybody who believes in, you know, the Republic, basically, anybody who follows Ron Paul or his philosophies, more importantly than the person. They will be targeted by autonomous robotic killing machines, and that's going to happen if we don't stop it. And it could happen in the next generation, okay? The next 20 to 25 years, it could happen. Now, along those lines, by the year 2025, armed drones to patrol highways. Here we go. You're going to be chased down by highway drones that the LAPD will probably buy and deploy on the highways. This was from the 2012 LA Design Challenge, and manufacturers such as Honda, BMW, and General Motors are all looking at concept vehicles that are actually drones. Oh, yeah, you're going to get chased down by a drone armed with weapons, EMP weapons, in this case, to disable your car. How beautiful is that? See, this is the problem with technology without philosophy. If you have technology with no ethics, you end up with technology being exploited and abused by those who desire power over others. And there's nothing wrong with technology per se, but I've warned many times about runaway science, bad science that's used to control people, to poison the planet, you know, GMOs, vaccines laced with mercury, formaldehyde, MSG, fluoride in the water that's not even real fluoride, for example. These are examples of runaway bad science that actually harms humanity rather than helps it. All right, another story. We had this massive pileup in Texas. Yesterday, in southeast Texas, two dead, 100-vehicle pileup. Now, if you're not in Texas, you might think, why does this matter to me? It's a metaphor for what's going on. First of all, it was dense fog. When people drive into dense fog, they, for some reason, this is a human trait, they don't slow down. They just assume that the fog isn't really obscuring any danger. Maybe they just think positive. Hey, stay positive in the fog. Keep going 70. that's like the fatal optimist out there. Stay positive. There couldn't be an overturned tractor trailer in this dense fog on the interstate. So just keep barreling through there, guys. You know, pedal to the metal. Stay positive. Well, the problem is that doesn't work when there is a tractor trailer overturn on the highway. And we're showing you some images right now for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. 100 vehicles involved. Unfortunately, two people killed, over 50 injured. And it didn't need to happen if people would just slow down when they see fog because they overdrive their stopping distance. By the time they see an accident, it's already 10 feet in front of them, and they're doing 70 miles an hour, and then it's just, you know, physics takes over. But the point of all of this is, and by the way, you know, may they rest in peace, the souls that died in that accident. I don't mean to make light of them, of their deaths at all. But to say that this is a metaphor for what's happening economically in America, we are barreling into the fog of economic enslavement, of global debt, of currency debasement. We are barreling through that at not 70 miles an hour, not 80 miles an hour, but 100 miles an hour into a dense fog without any idea whether there's a wreck on the road in front of us, metaphorically speaking, with economics. And there is a wreck on the road in front of us. It's called the global debt collapse, and it is coming. and we're not going to be able to see it in time. And we are going to collide with that wreck on the road, so to speak. And Obama wants us to drive faster into it, which some people say maybe that's a good thing because the economic collapse will come sooner and we will, you know, learn the hard lessons of human civilization. We'll be able to recover from it more quickly. But in any case, it's going to be bad. It's going to be a massive economic train wreck, like the entire nation is barreling at 100 miles an hour into a dense fog with massive wreckage all over the road, and they have no idea what they're about to run into. So that, if you can visualize that wreck of 100 vehicles in the fog on the highway, that is a metaphor for what's going to be happening with our economy soon. So watch out for that. Here it comes. Might be a good time to bail out of the car or at least slow down and pull to the side, buy some gold and silver, insulate yourself from what is coming so that you're not harmed by it. All right. Now, we've got a video coming up with David Ortiz, a special report about good cop, bad cop. And this is going to show you some images and some disturbing scenes of police brutality. I want to preface this by saying, again, not all cops are bad. I know a lot of good cops. There are many sheriffs out there who are fighting for liberty. But there is abuse out there. There is brutality of innocent Americans. And that is the subject of this video. So watch it and spread the word. And we'll be right back after this video with more. Take a look.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz. They take an oath to protect and serve, yet despite this noble mission statement, the law enforcement profession remains extremely polarizing. The main reasons for the public cynicism is abuse of power and immunity from the law. Let's take a look at some examples of these abuses.
Meet Officer Joseph Schmidt of the Oak Lawn, Illinois Police Department. As seen on this video, in 2010, he was off duty at a Hooters restaurant when the then 54-year-old Olivier Torres got into an argument with a waitress over her bill. Officer Schmidt soon intervened in the matter, and despite the fact that Ms. Torres was clearly not a threat, he decided to arrest her and did so by pulling her hair and using excessive force. According to Ms. Torres' attorney, many witnesses say the officer also slapped her. Soon after this incident, a judge ruled that Ms. Torres and not the officer was in the wrong, sentencing her to 200 days in jail. She only served about 94 of those days. The judge also stated that Ms. Torres had a history of DUIs and other violations. Repeated calls to the Oak Lawn, Illinois Police Department to comment on this matter were not answered.
Now let's take a look at this bad cop.
In 2009, Lincoln, Rhode Island police officer Edward Krawitz kicked an intoxicated handcuffed woman who was seated on a curb in the head after she kicked his shin. Despite being found guilty of felony battery with a dangerous weapon, the officer was only sentenced to counseling and 10 years probation. He also resigned after public pressure. However, he may still be eligible for a pension.
According to Reason Magazine, one reason why officers are treated above the law is due to legislation called the Police Officers Bill of Rights. As a result of this legislation, officers in dozens of U.S. states are allowed to experience godlike privileges. Among them, unlike a member of the public, the officer under investigation gets a, quote, cooling off period before he has to respond to any questions. Unlike a member of the public, the officer under investigation is also privy to the name of his complainants and their testimonies against him before he is interrogated.
Unlike a member of the public, the officer under investigation is to be interrogated at a, quote, reasonable hour with a union member present. Unlike a member of the public, the officer can only be questioned by one person during his interrogation. Unlike a member of the public, the officer can be interrogated only for, quote, reasonable periods, which shall be timed to allow for such personal necessities and rest periods as are reasonably necessary. Unlike a member of the public, the officer under investigation cannot be, quote, threatened with disciplinary action at any point during the investigation. If he is threatened with punishment, whatever he says following the threat cannot be used against him.
Now, contrary to these thugs, there are some hero cops.
Meet Officer Ivan Marcano of the NYPD. Last month, the officer was off duty in the Bronx when he saw two individuals trying to rob someone at gunpoint. Officer Marcano fired and killed one of the perpetrators. The other robber and a getaway driver ran away. However, Officer Marcano, who was shot in the chest and will live, is credited by the victim as having saved his life.
And here we also have some video of a heroic cop named Officer Jimmy Jaleel of the Boca Raton, Florida Police Force.
In late 2010, Officer Jaleel was called to a car crash scene. Soon after his arrival, the car which crashed caught fire, trapping the victim who had broken her legs inside. Officer Jaleel swiftly sprung into action and after shooting the passenger window, pulled the woman out of the vehicle. According to witnesses, there is no doubt the female victim would have burned to death had she not been rescued.
To these last two officers, we salute you. Well, that's all for this edition of Bad Cop, Good Cop. I'm David Ortiz, reminding you that an officer is only a hero if he treats you with respect.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, thanks for joining us. This is the Alex Jones Show. If you're just joining us, this is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today on this day after Thanksgiving, broadcasting live from the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. And thank you for continuing with us. We've got teens in custody after Woodland Mall fight last night. or early this morning, actually. A disturbance leads to a scare at Westroads Mall. I think that was where there was a shooting a couple years ago. We've got Black Friday arrests caught on camera. And by the way, check out drudgereport.com for some breaking news on the Black Friday shoppers and stampedes and people pulling weapons on each other, standing in line. And footage of people going after, I guess, discounted cell phones. They're fighting and trampling each other to get these discounted cell phones. Hey, don't they know they can get a free Obama phone? They don't even need to wait in line and fight over it. Didn't they know that? Man, somebody needs to update these people. Give them a sign, something. Maybe. I think that if you went to these lines and just held up a sign that said free vaccines while you're standing in line, probably 90% would say, yeah, go ahead, you know, shoot me up with a vaccine. Why not? Standing in line already. All right. Alex asked me this morning to cover a little bit about Texas secession. And so my thoughts on that subject were encapsulated in an article I published recently on Natural News about why Texas in particular is well positioned to actually secede. Now, in effect, what Alex has been promoting, you know, last week when he called for perhaps a second American Revolution, but it's really the reconstitution of America, not to be separate, but to be together with the restoration of constitutional liberty. That's what we need. And so neither Alex nor myself wants Texas to be a separate nation. We want Texas to be part of a union based in liberty, to restore the Constitution, to limit government as it is supposed to be limited under the Constitution, and especially to protect the people under the Bill of Rights. But theoretically, if Texas were to secede, it could succeed as a nation state better than any other state. And here's why. Check this out. And I gave this list. But did you know that Texas is the only state with its own power grid? That's right. The only state with its own, well, I should say in the 48 contiguous states, the only state with its own power grid. Everything else is connected to either the eastern grid or the western grid. Texas can grow more than enough food to feed itself. And not a lot of states can do that. Maybe California can, but not a lot of other states. Texas is the energy empire of America, the energy hub. I don't know if you've ever gone onto Google Earth and or maps, you know, Yahoo Maps or whatever, and looked at the satellite images of the Houston, Texas port, where that river comes in off of up from Galveston. You go north and then you head into Houston on this river that is lined with petroleum reserves. Massive. I don't know how many billions of gallons of petroleum are stored right in that area. Plus, Texas has physical possession of the refineries and is very close to all the offshore drilling rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas also has a huge amount of natural gas and even solar resources if you go that direction. Texas is the energy capital of America. In addition, Texas has technology and telecommunications, a lot of high tech in Texas, including in the Austin area and, of course, Dallas-Fort Worth. It's even got the basic infrastructure of a space program. Texas has natural resources and a can-do attitude, and guess what? A lot of firearms in the hands of patriots and rugged individuals who know how to survive, and they're not giving those guns up. Not for nothing. Nope. You talk to Texans, and they'll tell you. Not giving it up for anything. Anyway, straight ahead, Ed Group is coming up, so stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with that interview and much more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.